The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch
begins now. One more tidbit on the National Football League. Peacock has announced that they will stream a live Saturday, December 27th game exclusively on Peacock. Now, again, I want to remind you, because the Packers had this last season, if you live in the Milwaukee TV market or the Green Bay TV market, you're okay. That'll be on over-the-air television in addition to Peacock. If you live in, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, not that I'm speaking of anyone specifically.
No, could be anyone.
Sure. You will once again be blank out of luck in your quest to watch the Packers play that game, if they are selected for that. And we don't know what'll happen. We're waiting to find out what that matchup is. But the league and Peacock did announce that is one of the games that they have planned.
And those rules apply for Netflix, Peacock, and Amazon Prime.
Yeah, and frankly, ESPN, too. Now, I don't know, are some of the Monday night games on ABC, but not all of them? Is that correct? So if it's a Monday night game that's not on ABC, it is probably going to be on your local ABC affiliate anyway, because they are required to make that available to fans based on their rules. So, but yes, any of those streaming games. Hey, Aaron Rodgers on NFL Network in 2007 in Dallas with Mark Tauscher protecting his front side at right tackle. Mm-hmm. If you lived in Madison, the NFL Network was not even on the cable system at the time. So that was a big deal back in 2007,
Chris
trying to track down that game.
Chris Collinsworth and
Bryant Gumbel.
Bryant Gumbel.
Let's move on, as he would say, on nice. Real Sports.
Well done. 844-770-3776.
We'll get to Sparky in a second. I want to hear, though, before we go any further, Jesse, what did Windy have to say that's going to make us think
do
once again?
Do you not
again,
like Windy?
No, I really Windy.
Windy's awesome.
No. I love Windy. No, let me be clear. He did that thing, right?
Yeah, I know, but you kind of had that look. For everybody that's not on the Jumbotron here, you gave that look like it was smug.
No. Here's the issue I have with Windy is that you presented this as, or Jesse presented this, correct? I have to be accurate. Jesse presented this as making you look smart and ahead of the curve. That's the only issue I have with Windy.
Is Windy the best?
I like Windy.
Heavy set analyst that we have.
How come every time we talk about Windy, you end up asking a question that's somewhere in this vein?
Well, because I respect the fact people don't put heavy set people on TV very often. It's just the fact.
Except for us.
We put you on our Jumbotron every day.
Well, this is radio first, and then it goes digital is different than TV, by the way.
There's a bunch of games on Peacock and Netflix.
I'm going to get back to my point. Damian Woody, former player, heavy set fella.
But I'm talking about... He's kind of heavy.
Yeah, but those are former players.
Barclay.
So it's a little different.
Shaq?
Yeah, I'm trying to say... That's why I think Windy deserves even more love. Windy didn't play. Windy had a relationship with LeBron, and he's parlayed it beautifully. And you don't see. I watch that show Love is Blind. I don't know why I do. Nary a heavy set folk person anywhere. People don't want to see a bunch of heavy set people on TV. It's just the way it is. That's why Windy deserves even that much more love. That's all I'm saying.
Jason, do you want to address with him that Love is Blind is a streaming show, or should I?
I don't know what it is, because I've never watched it. So I guess you'll have to handle that.
I'm too important and busy to watch that, but I'll watch Good Morning America and every rerun of Law & Order SVU ever made. Continue. It's true.
What did that heavy set fella... I can't believe the two of us, of all people, are discussing heavy set folks. What did that heavy set fella...
If not us, who? What the heck are you talking
well,
about?
Well, yeah, I mean, just the
it's
fact an, that...
It's respect. I am a, it's,
oh,
respect
it's respect
on my end.
When people
100%.
Call you heavy set, do you feel like they are showing you respect?
It's much better than what some people say, so yes. It's much nicer. Yeah.
Big boned. Whatever you want to call Windy.
Thick with three C's. This is another one.
I didn't need that. Didn't need that.
Whoa, Nelly!
Here.
Well, you asked. Is,
no, I actually didn't.
no one asked.
You did not ask.
Here is Windy apparently making Tausch look prescient along with being heavy set.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first-round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild is not going to happen. They need quality players. And the other thing that you need to know is if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston, San Antonio and Houston. Pay attention there. And the other thing is Brooklyn, because Brooklyn has Phoenix's future drafts,
yes.
But Brooklyn's current players, not that strong, not as an exciting of a player acquisition. The other team to watch, the New Orleans Pelicans. Why would I say to watch the New Orleans Pelicans? Because the New Orleans Pelicans control the next three drafts of the Milwaukee Bucks. And if you're going to do a deal with the Bucks and you want to open the door for them to do a rebuild, you may have to go to New Orleans, try to get the Milwaukee stuff out of New Orleans, and then offer it back to the Bucks. Of course, the Pelicans could make their own offer, but I suspect that what they're going to try to do is a three-team trade. All of these things will be clarifying once Giannis makes a decision and once we see what the lottery results are tonight.
I want all my picks back and David Putney.
Well, that's what a blogger told him to do, so that's what they did.
So, Jesse, why did you interpret that as Tausch being ahead of the curve?
Because the day before the Bucks were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers, Tausch was up here spending an entire hour of our show talking about how the New Orleans Pelicans were going to be the most significant team involved in the Bucks getting rid of Giannis and Dame and trying to reset the order in Milwaukee. And we laughed at him, and now here's Windy saying, keep an eye on the Pelicans. It's not to the same way that Tausch said that they're going to package Giannis and Dame to New Orleans.
Or so Zion.
We won't give him a complete win on this one, but the fact that Windy's saying the Pelicans are a key factor in this, I think is a win for old T.
Okay. You can view that however you wish. I would like to continue this conversation. Let's take a call, because I know Sparky's been waiting for a while, and then let's check out some of the texts we have, and then hopefully at some point segue to the Packers, because I am getting a little hivey and itchy at the moment. Sparky, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Why do I always seem to call in the morning when you're talking about something like portly announcers?
Yeah, a heavy set. Heavy set. Get it right. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. I'm portly.
Sorry. I'm doing well. I guess after having season tickets for 25 years, sitting through a lot of mediocre basketball, you know, we always wanted our own superstar. We finally got one. So I would definitely be sad and disappointed. But, you know, I'm old enough to have lived through the Jabbar trade and some others. And unfortunately, it always seems like the team trading the superstar doesn't benefit near as much as the team getting the superstar. So I'm not sure just how much that's going to change things. One of the things that I did think was kind of interesting was recently I got a call from my Bucks rep about tickets for next year. And it appears they're lowering some ticket prices. And I wonder if that's a sign that they're feeling some pressure. And that it may have just been for people's existing tickets, I don't know. But the prices have kind of gotten a little out of control, I think. And would that be a factor, the economic factor? I mean, it is a business. Would that somehow play into that? Would they maybe trading Giannis, would they lose more fans than they get from the interest from a trade? I don't know. Would that matter?
It's an interesting question, Sparky. Well, I don't know if I like the sound of that, and usually I'm very much pro cheaper tickets. Wonder what the thought process behind that is, just scaling back, or I don't know the details. We'll have to look into that. All right, Tausch, I understand that we're giving you a dub for what Wendy said and what you sort of said previously, except you were also trading Dame along and you were getting Zion back. What do you make of what Wendy said there, and how do you view this going forward now?
Yeah, I think you do have to get a third team involved because a couple of points. Milwaukee doesn't want to rely on wherever they send Giannis to get high-quality picks from that team. That's not going to happen. Giannis, Giannis could be on this Bucks team. They're going to be in the playoffs every year. I don't really care who you put around him. If he stays healthy, he will will your team to 45 wins every year. That gets you in the play-in. That gets you in that, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that spot. And that doesn't typically put you in a position to win a lotto. So if that is the case, you're going to need to get creative. And Sparky's 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to get your value back when you trade someone of this ilk.
Nope.
Just doesn't happen. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder got so many picks and got SGA, they figured a way to do it with Paul George, who, no offense to Paul George, not even in the same league as Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay? So how you go about doing this, I do think the idea of recapturing some of your picks from New Orleans, who is all, New Orleans going to stink. New Orleans is going through it, unless they end up getting Giannis, pairing him with a Zion. And I don't know, you know, I think they have some other pieces. I think they got McCollum.
Tartable, Griffey, pieces. Bonds, yep.
No, I don't think that's the names. But any hoot, that's where we're at. And you're going to, if you're John Horst, if you're making this move because you're forced to, and no other reason you would ever do this, you're going to have to get a haul upon haul upon haul back. And it can't just be picks for the team that you got, unless you end up deciding to go the San Antonio route and you get this year's first-round pick. That is, I think, the only way you could salvage from a Bucks fan standpoint. You could feel okay about doing this because then the reset is in complete effect.
Tausch, I think that there will be lots of Bucks fans that will be either drowning their sorrows with Coors Light when the Bucks trade Giannis, or hoisting them in celebration when he comes out and says, after careful consideration, I'm keeping my talents in the Cream City.
Yeah, I don't know where this is at as well, but you know what we were all drinking at Fiserv when they were hoisting championship trophies?
Coors Light. Yeah.
Indeed. Championship beer. Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
All right, we're going to check in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, the text portion, for those of you that sent in some text. We'll also comb through the YouTube comments, and we will see where our poll question stands. I'm, spoiler alert, not a lot of people going to be mad at Giannis, just as Tausch told us. The heavyset NBA analyst that we have on our program told us that that was going to be the case. That's all still ahead. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Oh, change of plans. This guy has a fast pass. He's been one of my friends for... when did we graduate from college? 30 years ago now? And he is my go-to guy.
He's not Jason's go-to guy if his internet cuts out entirely. All right, we have you back now?
What's that? What did I?
Your video and your audio went out. We lost you on every. I think you need to get your internet checked up there in Green Bay. I think we got some issues going on there.
No, I'm not sure that's the case.
I'm starting to wonder. Our cable's been out all weekend, and I don't think we need cable anymore.
Wait a minute.
No, my.
You're the same guy that has been saying with all these streaming services, they should bundle them all up. And you know what they could call them? Cable.
Cable.
So what exactly is it that you want?
I want everything to be back. I want things to be, I get this for this. That's what I want. And I'm not getting that now. And so I don't even know what I want.
But I know what I got. That's the truest thing you've said in a while.
I know what I got ain't what I want, if that makes any sense.
That makes perfect sense.
I don't want to have 52 streaming services and all that. So, I don't know. Some decisions to be made around this household. I'm not 100% sure where I want to go.
Dump them all and get a dog. All right. Well, you said you wanted to hear from John Wesley.
That's an interesting point. Getting a dog and getting rid of everything. Just reading books?
I'm an idea guy.
That's something.
Hey, kids, we'll get you a dog, but you'll have to give up all streaming platforms.
Woof.
What do you think my kids would say to that?
No way.
Eleanor would say yes.
No way.
I don't know about Max.
Dude, that YouTube Shorts is something else, man. Whatever they're doing, that is like...
You think we need to be doing it?
No, I mean, it's like there's some addiction stuff.
Addictive,
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I love when Jesse sits down, by the way, and he looks like the little kid from
YouTube Shorts.
From Jerry Maguire. Can you say the human head weighs 8 pounds
Did
before
you know
we get
the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Perfect. Have you seen, since I was on the interweb,
oh my God.
Did you see those fun little clips?
Sorry, Wes.
Where they turn everybody into kids? Like
I have
Judge
seen
Judy
these.
As a kid?
Yeah, I've seen
these. I kind of want Jesse, pull us up and do that. Like one of our segments. That'd be fun.
I think that's AI generated. I don't know.
It's the world we live in.
So, I don't know how that works. All right. You asked for Wes to call.
Yeah,
Wes has called.
Yeah.
And now we're discussing how you both want all your television programming
might go
bundled
to streaming
into
only.
One place. And you'd also like to get rid of cable. Wes. You are my go-to Bucks fan. How are you feeling today? And hi, by the way.
Hello, Jason. Hello, Tausch. Hello, Jesse. First of all, Tausch, I saw you at guarding. Wasn't able to come over and say hi, but thanks for coming out and supporting. Again, always good to see you there and have your support. Jason, to answer your question, today is the reason why I don't watch Get Up and, you know, First Take and
because you're watching
ESPN
shows. Good Morning America. That's why.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wasn't going to listen to anything today. And then a buddy of mine told me that my name had been mentioned. So I'm like, well, let me definitely call in. Like, I pulled up the clip of Shams talking about Giannis today. And basically, in the same breath, he said, for the first time, we're hearing that Giannis is open to being traded. And then 3 sentences later, he said, in the past, we've heard that Giannis is open to being traded. And then I pulled up another clip from Canty and Smallman and Evan, where Canty says, for the last 5 years, the Bucks haven't done anything to prove to Giannis that they're going to win, where why would he have any belief that for the next 5 years that they're going to be able to do something and win without referencing the fact that the Bucks won a championship not even 4 years ago. So it's like this is the same story/narrative that ESPN has had for the last 7 or 8 years. And it's just it's really ironic to me that it happens to come out on the morning of the NBA draft lottery that basically they want to get eyeballs on the draft lottery. So what better way to have clickbait than to say, oh, for the first time ever, Giannis is open to list or exploring a trade out of Milwaukee without actually knowing if Giannis is open to exploring a trade out of Milwaukee because you haven't talked to Giannis about it. It's the same story over and over and over again that people are clicking on.
And to your point, if you listen to that Shams clip that we played earlier, he does point out that all the entire world is in Chicago for this moment and the timing of it, because now, as Tausch, I had not thought about the fact that San Antonio has two first-round picks that could be in the lottery. I didn't think about any of those things. Now, suddenly, you've generated interest in the idea that, hey, look out, if San Antonio gets the number one overall pick, they might rather have Giannis on their team than Cooper Flagg. So I think you make a fair point.
Now with that, they're setting up the story to be whoever wins the number one pick for the next however many weeks until the draft, that is going to be the story that they can lead with until or unless Giannis comes out and says, I'm staying in Milwaukee, I've had trust in what they've done, there is money to maneuver, so I want to see what they're going to do. And I'm sure that there's a lot of Bucks fans that are out there that, you know, that despise the ESPN national brand, not talking about you guys locally, but the ESPN national brand, because that's how they get Milwaukee and the highlights, is talking about that and not wanting Giannis to stay in the city of Milwaukee. It's a tiring argument. And then they don't talk about, I think Tosh talked about it, I think you guys have touched upon it as well. Like, there are no offers that have been out there that, number one, you're going to be able to trade Giannis to, and he's not going to be in the same position of being on a team that's gotten rid of their quote-unquote good players and surrounding him with all this talent that he's going to be in a better position. And there, number two, there's not an offer out there that you're going to bring in guys that are automatically going to have this excitement for Bucks fans and are not going to lead the Bucks down the road of what the Bucks were in the 90s and the early 2000s. Like, it's unless you hear this from Giannis and it comes out, or even his brother get some sort of feeler out there on it. Like, this story
is just a
tiring story. It's a tiring story that the national ESPN media, like, does over and over and over again to set up what their next story is going to be about Giannis not staying in Milwaukee. And it's tiring, and I think people are just sick of it.
All right. One thing, Wes. How concerned, not about Giannis leaving or going. I am curious, though, how concerned you are about what this team is going to be after going all in to acquire Dame and now him with a ruptured Achilles and probably not even going to play at all next season. How concerned are you about where this team stands, regardless of the Giannis conversation?
I mean, you know, I've got concern, obviously, because, you know, Dame, I don't think he's going to play all season long. So it's, you know, what is his recovery going to look like, or if he, you know, are they going to be able to, like, move him or whatnot? So I have concern about that aspect, but I have more of a bright light in the fact of the young guys that the Bucks do have and getting those guys some playing time and seeing what they can develop and seeing if, you know, if they're going to prioritize Kevin Porter Jr. or Gary Trent Jr. or what are they going to do with Kuzma's contract or the $20 million that is going to be open because I don't think Brooke Lopez coming back. Like, I think there's more of a negotiating with monies that are available for the Bucks and people are than they're talking about, than they're willing to talk about, where everything is just, whoa, it's a woe is me. And I think that there's more pieces that they could either bring back or bring in and fill some slots like they've done in the past, as opposed to if Giannis stays and without Dame, this team's going to win, you know, 20 games and whatnot. Like, I don't think it's this do or die. Like, you know, they're going to be so bad next year. So,
Wes,
but that's just me. That's just me.
Yep.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Love you guys. See ya.
Wes.
And he loves the UW Carbone Cancer Center where he's.
Yeah, I think Wes is hoping that what he's saying there is accurate. And do we think there's some promotional aspect to this? There's no doubt there is. Is there an anti-small market vibe that national media folks have? Yes. That has not been in play. I mean, it's been in play, but at least from my end, I never took it serious. It's time to take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different circumstance than what it's been in the past. And I don't know. Hopefully Giannis will go on Thanasis's pod and they'll talk through it. And he'll say, no, I'm staying. If the Bucks do X, Y, and Z to make this team better, I'd love to stay here. If they don't, then it's time for us to move on. That, to me, is the best-case scenario here. It puts pressure on the Bucks. The question I have is, the Bucks want to be great. Like, nobody can sit here and tell me that the Bucks haven't tried to be great. They have not made the moves to do it, but they've tried. But as Chili always says, don't confuse effort with results. Effort's great. The results have not been there. And if Giannis leaves, the game room's going to be closed. And it might be closed for a while. And there ain't going to be any clowns because the fun's going to end for at least an extended period of time. If that, this all can relate back to three Chili quotes. And I don't want to have to go down to Chili Road at this point.
I really do need to reach out to him and have him on the program. The game room may be closed, but our partnership with American Family Insurance continues to endure.
It does. American Family Insurance, proud partner of Wilde and Tausch from the jump. And for almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
All right, we're going to get to your texts and your YouTube comments. I have enjoyed the parallel show that's been going on in the YouTube comments. I'm not sure if it's Milwaukee or Madison. I've been checking both of whether or not the Packers went all in 2020 and 2021. The consensus
thanks for that.
Jason, if I may.
You're wrong, and they did not go all in.
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
The Packers didn't go all in.
No. They didn't go out and get other people.
You want to argue, argue with the dwellers? You go ahead and do that.
No, I do want to argue with the dwellers. We'll do that in the 11 o'clock. We'll do that in the 11 o'clock hour, but guys, I'm going to say something here. We're all good here, right, Jason?
You,
I know.
So
I don't
you're teasing
us out.
Teasing us out.
Yep.
Yes. Even though we had said we were going to get the texts and YouTube comments, you've changed.
Well, we are
going to
get the text.
You stepped in line
and
of scrimmage.
The poll.
You didn't like what you saw, and you're teasing us out with this audible. I step back.
Yes.
It is all yours.
I just read something on Twitter that may change one of my core staple beliefs on this show. When it comes to streaming, I may do something I have said I would never do because of a move that was just made. I will tell you what that is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Further, Mark Tauscher is contemplating a major life decision that could change the course of human history, of our radio program, our digital program, and his streaming decisions moving forward. Again, I step back from the microphone and cede the floor to my colleague in Dane County.
Okay, so I've been very adamant. I think that, you know, how all of this disruption in the digital cable space, Netflix, Disney, Amazon, Apple, it's just nonstop, right? With some of us old schoolers, we've been cable. And I lived with Netflix. Netflix is fantastic. I've had no problems with ESPN/Disney. They're a great teammate, partners of ours, so no problem. Where I drew the line was Peacock. They kind of did a bait and switch on Saved by the Bell with me, which really irritated me. And that is where I put my foot in the ground and said, no more! We are not doing, even though the Badger football and basketball teams are everywhere on Peacock. They have playoff games. I have went so far as to say I would go to Jesse's house to not watch and get Peacock. But then this announcement this morning just came out. And I have to really revisit and think about one of my core principles that I will never get Peacock in our house. Because they just landed the GOAT of GOATs to be part of their special correspondence broadcast team in covering the NBA. Michael Jeffrey Jordan is going to be doing some analyst work for Peacock. And they're also bringing back John Tesh's song, Round Ball Rock. They might force me into breaking one of my commandments and jumping in and getting Peacock. And that shtick will now be over because of the Michael Jordan signing.
Oh, that's how strong
I feel about that.
Wow. I'm not sure how many times I've been this underwhelmed by your life-changing announcements. First of all, just for those of you who are wondering, I looked it up. Good Morning America averages 2.5 million viewers per program. Get Up averages 382,000. Second, just to be clear.
Doesn't include the sports bars.
Packers playing games on Peacock in your town where you are not able to access it over over-the-air television was not enough for you to get Peacock, nor were Badger basketball games, even though the men's basketball team is the only basketball team you pay attention to until Wake Me in March.
Yep.
Big win over Arizona last year.
And they have like eight or nine or ten games a year now on Peacock.
At least.
If Saved by the Bell came back to Peacock, that wouldn't be enough to bring you a subscription. You're telling me that occasional opinions on the NBA from Michael Jordan and the return of Round Ball Rock, which I believe is played on other NBA coverage.
Not anymore.
Good song, though.
And is also available with your Spotify account, where you can also find the podcast of Wilde and Tausch. This is now this. Of all the things that could have gotten you to sign up for Peacock, this is it, huh?
Yes. Yep.
What is Michael Jordan going to say that you will then hear him say and you'll go, you know what? I'm so glad I ponied up for Peacock. I don't get it. You wouldn't get it for Badger basketball. You heard John Wesley just mention you were at the Guarding Against Cancer event. You love Gardo. His team plays.
Yep.
They were a very good team this year. None of these things got you.
Fun team.
The Packers playing on Peacock to open the season in Brazil. Not enough.
Yeah.
Jordan as an analyst?
Yes. And Round Ball Rock. Yes.
Not even
Am I wrong?
Yeah, not even an analyst, a special contributor.
That sounds like a not very often appearances.
It's like when Turner Sports says Gretzky's on their NHL stuff, and he does like two games a year and then the Stanley Cup final every other year when they have it.
Can you imagine? And I know Barkley is going to be doing stuff with ESPN. Can you imagine Barkley and Jordan doing like some commentary together? I'm in. I'm in.
If Jordan hasn't done this yet, is it possible that Jordan might just not be very good at it?
Ooh.
Brady's not very good at it.
Brady's fine.
Brady's fine. Yeah, Jordan will be fine. I bet Barkley's better at commentary.
Well, oh, great way to jump out on that limb, Jesse. Guys, the GOAT when it comes to commentary. You don't think people want to hear Michael Jordan has been scarce. He isn't given his opinion on everything. He limits what it is. So when he decides he's going to speak on topics, it is going to be even more meaningful. That's why I think this is as bold of a move as it is. I love it, and I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. It was dead to me. Peacock has now been Lazarus-ized. It has been Lazarus-ized.
It was what?
Lazarus-ized.
Okay.
Lazarus. Lazarus. It has risen. It is no longer dead. Exactly. Exactly my point.
All right. We need to play trivia. I'm sorry. That was fundamentally anticlimactic. Am I wrong,
Oh,
Jesse?
I disagree.
Am I wrong?
Jesse?
You're gonna cave on something that you have fought the power on for ages.
Yeah, well, it's only been
because of Jordan
for 4 or 5 years, but,
as a part-time occasional analyst.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not buying he's going to do it.
I'm not saying I'm doing it. I said I am going to.
He's only got one
really
toe in the water. Yeah, he's not really committed to going in this pool yet.
All right. I can't see this happening even with binos from Vortex Golf. All right, time for trivia.
I bet the first time Jordan's on, I'll say, hey, old T, come on over. Let's have a Coors Light and check it out in the basement. And he'll say, oh, okay, I'll do that. Yeah, sure. And then he'll come over. And
he'll say, wait, Jordan was on. I missed it.
I missed, yeah.
It's the first I've heard of it.
What's he doing on a Hornets game? It's November.
Jesse, what's today's category and which caller would you like?
It's the Sports Weekend Recap.
Okay. Sports Weekend Recap may or may
not include.
I would
think Ahmad Rashad would have to be in play on this then, too. That was his boy.
That was his guy.
Ahmad Rashad.
No doubt about it. Caller 23, in honor of Michael Jordan making a comeback on Peacock. No, we're not doing that. We'll do caller 5. Caller 5. 844-7. Yeah, I'm not going to do that to you. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf, which, again, we gave it away last week. We'll give it away again on Friday. A rangefinder and a swag bag from Vortex Golf. Caller 5 right now plays today's game of trivia. 844-770-3776. That takes the place of Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank, but nothing will replace Associated Bank with us. They've been with us from the beginning, almost 9 years ago. Associated Bank is your local bank. That's what makes them local. It's their branches. It's their roots, not their branches. And more importantly, it's their great customer service. I experienced it again the other day when I needed some help from my buddy Ben Sorensen. He made sure it was taken care of. That's what you get with Associated Bank. You can also get Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking from Associated Bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world.
Somehow I have to find. I know we've been NBA Central throughout today's program, so for those of you who are tuning in for more NBA coverage, I believe we have, what, Celtics-Knicks tonight in New York. Knicks lead that series 2-1, and Timberwolves-Warriors in San Francisco. Minnesota leads that one 2-1. The other series, the Pacers, who we don't like on this program.
Well, looking good, though.
Lead the Cavaliers now 3-1.
Yeah, Jelly's Little Hard Rock wage is looking pretty, pretty good.
Meanwhile, the Nuggets and Thunder are now even at two games apiece. All right, let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in Jerry in the Prairie, longtime friend of show, longtime contestant. Jerry, good morning. How you been, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We
splendid.
Splendid. That's the word. Tausch, did you want to participate in this at all, or do you want me to handle things?
Go for it, buddy.
Thank you.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
So let's play trivia presented by Vortex Golf. Check out their rangefinders and their binos when you have an opportunity. Question number one is this. What item did the Tampa Bay Rays give to fans on Saturday in celebration of the first home rain delay in franchise history? Were they ponchos, rubber boots, or plane tickets to Nashville?
Ponchos.
Steinbrenner Field with a rain delay, apparently. And they did get ponchos, indeed, as they continue to not play at Tropicana Field with a dome. Question two, Jerry, is this. Which Major League Baseball team entering play today with an overall record of 7-33
Woof.
Fired its manager following a 21-0 loss
Woof.
On Saturday night?
Were Colorado. Those the...
Yeah, they're even worse than the White Sox. On pace
yeah,
for even fewer wins.
I had somebody, I don't know where I heard this, but someone brought up the idea of the small market baseball teams all being in its own division. And I like that idea. You put all the big boys in one, all the little guys in another one, and then you can start relegating some of the smaller market if they don't kind of up the ante. And you could kind of play it off that way. I like it a lot.
My favorite part of this Bud Black story, which I don't usually come across the Major League Baseball comings and goings, was that he's a big mentor to who's the manager? Is it Dave? Jesse, you're not helping me.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Dave Roberts, the
Dave
Dodgers.
Dave Roberts.
Oh,
yes.
With the Dodgers.
And
sure.
his line I saw was, I don't think Casey Stengel could change the outcome of that ball club. It's not the manager's fault. Which I thought was a pretty good line.
It's almost like Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Yeah, and I got to go see about a girl.
No.
Baseball
It's
connection.
Not your fault. No, I know.
Or who was...
No, it's not your fault.
Winston.
Yeah, I know.
Winston Moss, I can't help
Great
you.
One.
I can't help you. Indeed. All right, question three. Entering play today, Jerry, which of these NHL teams remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs does not hold a 2-1 lead in its current second-round series? So two of these teams hold a 2-1 lead in their series. One does not. Is that team the Carolina Hurricanes, the Dallas Stars, or the Vegas Golden Knights?
That'd be the Golden Knights.
Wow. You're locked in.
Got it.
Well done.
His cable wasn't out this weekend. He probably
was Jesse was bound to ask the right questions at some point.
Yeah, you've had some days where he did not help you, that's for sure. all right, well, you're 3-for-3, which means you got 4 entries into Friday's drawing, and there's no better time to have 4 entries than when we're going to be giving away a yet another Vortex Golf range finder and
Jerry earned it.
Swag
Jerry
bag.
Should win this.
Jerry
right. should win this.
Great
Jerry,
prize.
Jerry will have just as even a chance as anybody throughout the course of the week.
I'm not saying it's going to be tinkered with. All I'm saying is Jerry's been here for a long time. This is a very sweet package that Vortex has put together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say this. I don't know who the other four contestants will be. I'm pulling for Jerry this week.
This is exactly why, since it is a great prize pack with our friends at Vortex, this is exactly why we are playing fairly and squarely and not providing any opportunities to manipulate the drawing.
What you're saying is this is why Tausch is really just not going to participate and just sort of sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, he's just going to cheer for everybody, depending on what day it is. Yeah.
Not everyone gets a trophy. Not everyone gets a Vortex Golf rangefinder and swag bag. Thanks, Jerry. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks. Love you guys. I love you guys.
Warrior. He's a trivia warrior.
Much like
Jerry.
Warrior?
Much like Michael Jordan will be on his frequent appearances on Peacock, providing analysis. Tausch, before we move to the 11 o'clock hour, would you be kind enough to tell us about Quick Trip?
I would, and life's busy. Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving that fresh coffee, a tasty bakery treat, grab-and-go meals, Quick Trip is your go-to. And it's Monday. You know what Monday means. Rotisserie Chicken Monday, $6.99. I still want people to challenge themselves. How many meals can you make out of that rotisserie chicken? I think I set the over-under at 3.5.
Get a bag of soup.
I know you can make – you can have, obviously, a nice meal tonight with just the chicken. Then you can make enchiladas. And at worst, you're going to make a soup with the leftover. You got the bone. You can make a good broth. I think you can do 3 to 3.5 meals. That's what I think. Yesterday was Mother's Day. They had a nice promotion there. There's always something at Quick Trip. Chicken is today. You got a quicker count, 8-count for $2.99. Bananas and jumbo onions, baked potatoes, 29 cents a pound. And, of course, download the Quick Rewards app. You can take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. Order ahead for pickup, or you can get curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
What are you laughing at him about?
We all have those moments where it's not quite as smooth as we would like it to be. That's all. I just found it amusing. What? Nothing. Am I not allowed to laugh? Am I not allowed to laugh?
You can laugh, but you can explain your laughter.
Meanwhile, Michael in the YouTube comments hates trivia with such a passion that he at least claims to leave the YouTube channel until trivia is over.
Really?
Is trivia over yet? This crap was Jesse invented, just so you all know.
That's got to be that Michael that really doesn't like me.
I don't like trivia.
Here's the
I
thing.
Think it's fun.
I don't think he likes any of
trivia.
Us.
Why is he here?
That's all right.
He doesn't like
Tausch. I like hate watch. I like hate watching.
He says I'm his favorite beat writer, but he hates me too. I don't know. He's got some anger issues in the YouTube
comments. Hate is a strong emotion, and it's our job to turn that hate into love. And we will get there.
Michael,
it might take a while.
Here, he says, I hate Peacock almost as much as I hate ESPN. What are you doing watching the show?
I wonder what he loves.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Michael, give us in the YouTube comments, give us your top five things you love.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Give
us your top five things you love, and we'll share.
All right. Well, I don't know if he's back in the YouTube comments or not, but I'll have to let him know.
Well, trivia is over, so he should be.
The 11 o'clock hour.
It's like that author said, that book that I'm trying to get.
Bob Moore.
Let him. Let him. No, it's called Let Him. You just let him. Oh, so-and-so's rude to you. Let him. Oh, I don't.
Okay.
Kind of the same principle as Jocko.
It does seem to cover the same ground. The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.